A smiling face is half the meal. Old Russian proverb. What do you use to fix a broken pizza brand? Usually, tomato paste. Okay, bad joke. But what's worse is, better claims notwithstanding, that's not going to work for Papa John's. In our 2018 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index, Papa John's ranked number 5, ahead of Chuck E. Cheese and 4 spots behind Domino's. How did the brand sink from its perennial number 2 spot to number 5? First, there was the NFL blame game debacle when founder John Schnatter blamed disappointing sales on players kneeling during the national anthem. Then Forbes reported Schnatter used the N-word during a conference call. Mr. Schnatter apologized and resigned as chairman. University of Louisville removed his name from its football stadium and business school. Major League Baseball suspended a Papa John's Grand Slam promotion. The board of directors removed his face from all the company's marketing materials, including pizza boxes. That last move may have been the worst. For the brand, we mean. Brands that have a valued, sometimes cherished, face are 6 times more likely to survive these kinds of publicity storms. Think Dave Thomas of Wendy's, or Colonel Sanders, the face of Kentucky Fried Chicken, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party. So what happens to a faceless brand? Nothing good, because in this category, when customers emotionally engage with a brand, they also give up a piece of their hearts. Bad news or not, with the kind of emotional engagement consumers have shown to Papa John's in the past, eventually, they'll give the brand the benefit of the doubt. But without a face to the brand, this is going to become very personal, very fast.
What happened? The company reported a 4th consecutive quarter of declining sales. Schnatter is still on the Papa John's board, owns nearly a third of its stock, and still no longer appears as the face of the company in any marketing materials or advertisements. Same-store sales were down nearly 10%, and the company was in merger talks with brands like Wendy's. Trian Fund Management, which was evaluating a bid, decided not to pursue it. Franchisees are straddling, and the company has been forced to reduce royalty fees and contribute to store remodeling. To succeed, you need a brand, you need a face, or you need something consumers can emotionally engage with. Fresh ingredients aren't the answer. You need something personal. Schnatter may not be the one, but someone's going to eventually have to step up. Because according to consumers, every pizza is a personal pizza.